WLIP.
WLIP 625, wake up Kenosha. My daughter will appreciate the Taylor Swift this morning, Pete.
Trying to keep the show sounding young, Bill.
We appreciate that, by golly. And to help sound make it sound younger, we bring on State Representative Samantha Kirkman. Very good segue there, Bill. Sam Kirkman, good morning to you.
Usually I enter to Katy Perry, but I'll take Taylor Swift. And, you know, again, we're all getting in the Christmas mood and the Christmas spirit, you know. So, Bill, what are you asking for Christmas?
My Alpha Media coffee mug, the complimentary mug that we got when the company took over, I poured coffee in it this morning, and it started leaking out the side.
Okay, so you probably need a refresh there or a new one. You're right.
Or if you know a good welder that could, shore up that hole.
Super glue? Can't you just super glue it?
We've got it upstairs somewhere. In the junk drawer. It's one of those things that ends up in the junk drawer, and you can never find it again. But I've never seen, Sam, a coffee mug that leaks from the side of the mug. The bottom, yes, I've seen that. Never from the side. Some kind of design flaw.
Must have pulled away anyway. But yeah,
something, I shouldn't have put it in the dishwasher. I did it. My bad. Yesterday, and I just want to touch on this, because today in the UK people are getting vaccinated, and it won't be that long. It's going to be a rollout, obviously. It's going to take a while. But the vaccine is coming. Now, we got a press release from the Democratic contingent, Mr. Wirch, Mr. Onstad, and Mr. McGuire, saying that there may be some red tape when it comes to Pfizer's distribution of said vaccine in the state of Wisconsin. At this point, what do we know about that? And is this just a matter of crossing T's and dotting I's here, Sam?
So, you know, the vaccine is the process and the distribution process. You know, we're at the epicenter here in Pleasant Prairie. Pleasant Prairie and Memphis, Tennessee are their two largest distribution facilities. There are three places in the country that are going to distribute it in America, North America here. So, you know, their first round is going to get here relatively soon. It might already be here. I'm not necessarily sure. And as they distribute and get the final approvals from the FDA to get it out, the vaccine does have to be kept so cold. And the vaccine itself isn't the problem. It's a distribution kit when it goes to other places, not necessarily hospitals, that becomes a third-party hiccup, but only one state. So that is the challenge right now. And actually, you know, Van Wongard and I have been working on legislation for over a month plus on it. So I'm not sure what the three others, their bill looks like or actually says. But I just know that, you know, Senator Wongard and myself have been working closely with Pfizer because it's located in Pleasant Prairie, and it is really important.
Isn't it interesting that, here it is. This is the biggest thing to come along, probably since, maybe the polio vaccine. And here it is. We are in the epicenter. I mean, it's right in our backyard, a Pfizer distribution center, which is kind of a cool thing, I got to say.
You know, and a lot of people over the last few weeks have asked me about it, and so it's hard. I'm getting schooled up on the difference between just a traditional flu shot and what the vaccine actually is as a scientist. This flu shot or this vaccine is a manufactured versus a grown vaccine. And those are some of those logistics and those details that, again, we're working so hard, you know, to get this to the people who need it, you know, our first responders, the folks in those high-risk categories, you know, the essential employees, and then down the chain here. And, been working with DHS and DSPIS, Senator Wongard's office of mine. And so, you know, that's my main goal, is just getting this out to people safely. That is my number one goal. And, proud to represent Pleasant Prairie and the men and women that are going to be working at that facility to make this all happen. That truly is remarkable.
I talked to
somebody last week who is a truck driver, and they were telling me that, you know, they're getting schooled up because most likely they will be one of the people distributing it out. I mean, that's where we're located, you know, on these great transportation segues, and to get it out to people quickly.
That is the ultimate first responder right there. All right, yeah. Short on time. Sam Kirkman, give me the number real quick.
608-266-2530. Feel free to give us a call today.
Talk to you in a couple weeks, Sam. Very good. Thank you so much. 6:30, best of Lenny after.